Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like your relationships are constantly stuck on repeat? Like you're having the same arguments, facing the same misunderstandings, year after year? We all have. It's part of being human, right? But guess what? There's a superpower that can help us break free from those frustrating patterns and build stronger, more fulfilling connections. I'm talking about emotional intelligence, EQ for short. And trust me, it's not just some fluffy buzzword. This stuff is seriously powerful. It's the ability to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. Think of it like this. EQ is the secret sauce that helps us navigate the complex world of human interaction. It allows us to build empathy, communicate effectively, resolve conflict constructively, and cultivate deeper, more meaningful relationships. And let's be real, who wouldn't want that? So, what are some key takeaways from this EQ toolkit? First off, self-awareness is king. That means understanding your own emotional triggers, strengths, weaknesses, the whole shebang. What sets you off? When do you feel most energized and focused? Knowing yourself inside and out gives you a huge advantage in any relationship. It's like having a map to navigate your own emotional landscape. Second up, we gotta talk about empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Imagine yourself as that person. What are they feeling? What are their needs and motivations? Empathy isn't about agreeing with someone, it's about genuinely understanding where they're coming from. Thirdly, communication is key. But not just any communication. We're talking about clear, assertive, and compassionate communication. Express your thoughts and feelings honestly, but also be mindful of the other person's feelings. Listen actively, really listen to what they have to say. And remember, sometimes a simple "I hear you" can go a long way. Fourthly, conflict resolution skills are essential. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle them makes all the difference. Aim for win-win solutions, focus on collaboration rather than competition, and be willing to compromise. Remember, the goal isn't to win an argument, it's to find a solution that works for both parties. And last but not least, self-regulation is crucial. This means managing your own emotions in a healthy way, even when things get tough. Take deep breaths, practice mindfulness, or engage in activities that help you de-stress. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about responding to them in a thoughtful and constructive manner. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine two friends, Sir and Tom. They're heading out for dinner, but Tom is already stressed because he had a rough day at work. He starts snapping at Sir about small things, like her choice of restaurant or her music playlist. Sir feels hurt and confused, and the night quickly turns sour. That's a classic case of low EQ, inaction, and managed emotions leading to unnecessary conflict. On the other hand, picture Sir and Tom again, this time at the same dinner outing. Tom tells Sir about a stressful day, acknowledging his feelings and setting expectations for how he's feeling. Sir listens empathetically and offers support, understanding that Tom needs a little extra patience tonight. They communicate openly and honestly, finding ways to compromise and enjoy their evening together. See the difference? That's the power of EQ. It allows us to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace, resilience, and genuine connection. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these emotional intelligence skills today. Pay attention to your own emotions, cultivate empathy for others, communicate effectively, handle conflict constructively, and manage your reactions wisely. Remember, building strong relationships is a journey, not a destination. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep connecting with the people who matter most. And remember, you got this. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge, where we'll dive deeper into the world of personal growth and resilience. Until then, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.